Miss Ellington was new this year, and she's different from any teacher that I've ever had for choir. Our new students never knew our old teacher, Miss Moore. She used to just pound out notes to learn music. Miss Ellington teaches us how to read music, how it's supposed to be pitches and notes. She makes us better singers. She makes us stronger. And this year, I had so much fun. I hope all my classmates can say the same. Everyone is so much fun, and she made it that way. Miss Ellington, you've become a friend, a teacher, a counselor. You're one of the most fun, lovable teachers I've ever had. I'll miss you, and I hope all my seniors can say the same.
Well, I'm not exactly as prepared as my classmate, Victoria, which Miss Ellington knows I've never been the most organized or prepared student in the world. Sorry. So basically, I've been doing choir all my life, and I get very attached to my instructors. And I had Miss Morin for 3 years before the beauty that is Miss Ellington came into my life. It was a very difficult task for her to actually gain my trust. I'm very finicky, and we butt heads all the time, but now we're just best friends. It started out extremely rough. We did not really like each other, but then it's because I love you now, before I knew you. But basically, through the first quarter, we began to actually work very well together, and it was just a matter of an adjustment period. But now she is that nerdy friend teacher that I have. I'm sitting there, my computer sings, so I'm trying to make him sing for me. This one note he won't sing, his name's Kaito, he won't sing for me. And she's staring at me from behind her monitor, and she goes, "This struggle is real." And I'm like, "I know your feels." It's hard enough to get a computer to sing, but to get all these wonderful people to sing, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. And the struggle is real, Miss Ellington.
It is.
It really is. And then between all of the math and science jokes and her running around, skipping to her office, jumping around, she is that teacher that you'll walk into her office and she'll be drawing with crayons. I love her so much. Even though we're off to a rough start, I really do love you, Miss Ellington, even though it's only been 1 year. And I will be back to any alumni concerts you have, definitely. And I will pop into your class and creep on you.
Okay. Okay, promise?
I will, I promise.
Yeah, great, great.
First, I want to say thank you, of course, Miss Ellington. I came here at the very end of the year last year, and I didn't know anybody, and I got to sing like two songs with Miss Morin, and it was fun. But this year was absolutely phenomenal. We have done songs I never tried before. She told me to sing Higher, in case y'all haven't heard it. I'm sure you guys have. Everyone in the band, everyone here. I just wanted to say, I'm not gonna cry today. I love you guys so much.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Aww. Thanks, guys. These guys have become my wacky, crazy choir family, and oh, good Lord, I'm gonna miss them all so much. And I want to thank my friends in the band, friends in the choir, for supporting me this year, and you know, just being really awesome people and accepting me into your school, and just trying to help me enjoy my senior year. And I love you guys with all my heart.
Hi, I'm Dave Swart, and I've been in choir for 4 years in high school and all 3 years in middle school and elementary school. And when I started at Torrington High School, Miss Morin was still here. Well, she was here for the last year. And She scared me at first. She was, to be honest, she was a big, very exuberant woman, and she had control over the entire choir. It kind of frightened me because I was resisting the choir for so long, and she was nice, smiling all the time. Sometimes directors don't need to be nice. Directors need to get you to know your stuff, and that's what I needed most of the time, just to remember to know my stuff. And choir started to become, after I stopped being afraid of the director, I started to feel like it was home, it was family. I'd be there. I had freshman year, I had choir, I had study hall, I had THS period, I had another music class. So I was there 4 periods a day. So I was spending so much time just being comfortable there, talking with the director, feeling like home, having a place that I could go and talk to about my problems during the day, and having essentially a second mom that I could go to. And last year when she told us she was retiring, she was moving, it was very tough, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be next year. And when the selling team got here, I couldn't think of a better person to find a new spot to replace Ms. Moore in my life. I'm there whenever I can, whenever I don't have to work in my study hall, to go visit her and just talk about stuff or music or just things in general.
Sit in my comfy chairs.
Yes. A very comfy futon. And just talk and, you know, relax. It's nice to have a place that I can go and feel welcome and feel warm. And having a choir like this, it gives me a family that I can mass with lots of people. And girls, which there are no girls in my house at all. So that's interesting. And it's the one place where I can hang out with my best friend, Mike, who I've known for 5 years now. And it's my favorite party for my day. And I'd like to thank Miss Ellington and Miss Moore, even though she's not here, for an amazing career in THS music. And I want to say to all my other members of the choir, try harder.
For 4 years, and last year after the farewell concert, I was so stoked to come up here and talk about Miss Morin. I even had like this little present picked out because she used this fabric thing instead of an eraser for her dry erase board. So I was going to get an eraser, and it was going to be really funny because what kind of a gift is an eraser? Sorry, now you want to get out of here. So of course I was upset when I learned that Ms. Morin wasn't returning for more reasons than just the eraser. But Ms. Ellington called me over the summer and she was like, "Hi, I'm Mrs. Ellington. That's like Duke Ellington, but I'm Lori and not Duke." And then she asked me if I had a magic wand and I could wave it and change one thing about choir, what would it be? So I was like, okay, this lady's gonna be kind of cool. How I describe her now. We kind of have nerdy conversations about our favorite classic movies and musicals and things like that. But I couldn't have asked for a better person to come into my life this year. I have music theory at the beginning of the year. I took music tech, chamber choir, and musical theater independent study with this lovely woman over here. So we get a lot of FaceTime. And for that, I am extremely lucky. I have grown closer with Mrs. Ellington than just about any other teacher that I've had for more than a year, and she hasn't even been here for a year, and so I'm just so happy to have met her this year. She's an amazing teacher. It's amazing to work with someone who really cares about her students and cares about not only teaching them, but making sure they enjoy what they're learning. And if they don't, she adjusts and tries new things to make sure everybody really gets the most out of what she's trying to offer. She goes above and beyond to motivate and encourage my musical ability in every way, shape, and form, and I've improved so much just this year as a vocalist and a musician in general because of her. And she's not just a great teacher, she's a great person. She's really kind and caring and funny and fun to be around. And just amazing. I could go on forever. She's always understanding of the hardship that us teenagers have to deal with. So if we're overtired or having a bad day, she'll let us kind of hang out for a while, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
She's listened to me rant and vent and complain more times than I can count, which is always a nice thing to be able to do with someone. So, Mrs. Ellington, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you have done for us and me. All that you not done yet.
Come back.
They'll come back, don't you worry. Thank you for all that you've taught me, for always believing in me, for your time, effort, and dedication to your students, for allowing us to have lazy days in the jazz lounge, for watching my 10-minute podcast about Kimbra and music tech class and pretending to be interested, for the laughs, the smiles, and the music that you've shared with me, and thank you for being my friend. I can't wait to come back and hear the choir next year, and I really hope that next year's music theory class buys you animal crackers, and I hope that your music or your history of pop music class doesn't kill you, and thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I'm Katie, and I know S has been telling us over and over, write your speech down. But words can't really describe my experience in the jazz band. Just kidding, it's right here. 4 years ago, as a pompous freshman, I had the audacity to audition for jazz bands. S took a chance on me, which led to some of my best experience in my high school years. Winning UMass, opening for a professional band, and performing at Infinity Hall were all amazing. So thank you, Mr. X, for awarding one of my good life decisions and allowing me to be part of this jazz band for 4 years.
Hello, I'm Julia Hagman-Pettit. Really I wrote a speech, and it's really long, but, so I'm only gonna use, like, highlights from it. So, the first time I auditioned for jazz band, it was sophomore year, I was really terrified. My audition was horrible. I think Mr. S put me in because he felt bad for me, partly. Then, my favorite memories in jazz band include Mr. S's rendition of the song you just heard, sung by Michaela. It was awful. I don't recommend it. Yeah, it was good. Really, I just want to thank Mr. S for everything he has done for not just me, but for this whole band and for everyone here, I'm sure, in some way. Parents, children. I decided to go to college to become a music teacher. And I can honestly say that Mr. S has influenced my decision, not only helping me decide what I wanted to do, but because I admire him and I want to be like him. And I hope I can be half of the music teacher that he is. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of the whole band for everything you've done for us. And I can't imagine my high school career being any different without any of you or without Mr. S, so that's it.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm not really good at public speaking. I like cats and long walks on the beach, and that about sums me up. I've been in orchestra here since my freshman year, and I'll be honest, after my experience in middle school, I wasn't so keen on staying in the program, but S was probably the most welcoming person ever, and he's gotta be one of the coolest guys I know. Definitely favorite teacher ever, deserves teacher of the year every year for the rest of forever. So I'm gonna keep this short and sweet just because I know you guys probably are all tired and want to go home. We got S some stuff over here, so if you'd like to come over and accept our generous gifts, then we appreciate you. It was the end of eighth grade. I actually had been sort of gifted a fairly expensive violin by my parents for a birthday, and it was unfortunately stolen from me, so we ordered out of the catalog an $80 replacement just to kind of last me through the rest of the year and hopefully through freshman year. This would be that replacement. Actually, I had an issue with it at one point. I took it up to Georgia's Music Center, upon which I heard, and I quote, "This is the lowest quality violin I've ever seen. You should probably not play this. It is a danger to play. Stay away from it." So we decided to convert it into a nice little keepsake for us. So yeah, I'll take that and show it off for you. So we wrote a little message on the back, and if he wants to read it to you, I'll let him do that. And then each of the seniors signed it. And I mean, you can hang it up, you can keep it in a box somewhere, whatever. I mean,
I want to talk to you about memories. Memories, they are etched in us forever. Over the past 4 years, the senior class has made countless memories together. At the end of each year, I talk to the junior class about their senior year, what it takes, what to expect, how you should act. Even before that talk with this senior class, I knew there was something special. They just had something special about this group. Memories. Many of the seniors here tonight have been friends since elementary school, have sat next together for the past 4 years, or longer since middle school, or even elementary school. Memories. They can be as simple as, do you remember how hard we laughed on the bus ride home from the baby? Or that little private joke they had between them? Memories. They can be something bigger than themselves, like winning every parade since October of 2011, and leaving a lasting legacy on the THS band. What's up? I tell the band each year that as great honors and awards are, it's not what's on the walls that count, it's what's in the seats that count. For me personally, there's no plaque, there's no trophy can ever replace watching what this band, and especially what this senior class, has accomplished over the years. So tonight is about final memories. Final playing time together on this stage as a member of the THS band. No matter where life takes them after high school, they will all be brought back together in the memories that they made together in high school. So seniors, on behalf of the entire band and everyone here tonight, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for sticking with this group. And thank you for everything you're going to do in the future. So seniors, will you please rise?